most vulnerable now have some degree of protection.
States in getting vaccines into their older population.
The majority of baby boomers have been vaccinated.
Baby boomers, greatest generation. Got all the money, now we got the vaccination. Crash the economy three whole times. But when it comes to the vax, we the first in line.
Got a job out of college, no student debt. Retirement funded 100%. Voted for Trump, but just for the taxes. Don't believe in COVID, still got the vaccine.
Pfizer, Moderna, I know you earn. Get one, but you gotta wait your turn. I get to the vax, I get what I want, son. You get what's left, bitch.
Johnson & Johnson.
Money stacks. Hands,
tax,
arm,
vax,
no mask.
Biggest generation, ain't no stopping me. Never gonna die, drain your social security.
The boomers got the vax. No rumors, just facts, yeah. Give it up if you're 70 plus. Everyone else getting jealous of us, jealous of us.
Baby boomer. Baby boomer.
COVID can't touch me now. Low mask and the sore nose poking out. When it's time to pay, I whip the coupons out. Even though I got the semi in the bank account.
Y'all can't see? Let me give you a clear sense. We out here spending your inheritance. You in the parking lot eating by the trash, right? We in the booth reading menus with the flashlight. Yeah, I know you missed us. Might book a trip on the Diamond Princess. Eat all the food, drink all the booze. Sail all the cruise while you still off the Zoom.
Job, retired,
climate.
Deny it.
License
expired.
But we still on fire.
Stop by my house, give my grandkids a hug. Now get the f*** out, I'm trying to have fun.
The boomers got the vax. Everyone else get to the back, yeah. We coming first like we always do. We're jumping in front of you. And you, and you, and you, and you, and you.
I am M-U-N-I-T-Y. That's what I got bodies anti. I got the shot, that's just how it is. You locked inside, homeschooling my grandkids. I know you wanna live large like me. I got the big ass house and the SUV. I got the second house too, and the third house three. And the place in Vermont and one in Miami. Damn, I got five houses? That's a lot, good for me.
Hit the link with the drinks for another golf session. You on the Vax website hitting the refresh. You whine and cry while we dying inside. We run the world since 1945.
Me, I spend my time playing tennis. Two things that don't work, me and my penis. My shirt,
what about her?
You know it's getting tucked. And my wife,
what about her?
She left me.
Oh.
Hold up, hold up. I ain't had my say yet. Yo, tell them what my name is.
Eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it.
Pussy on the track, you know I'm vaxxed out. Papa C. Alice, come throw your back out. Hands in the air like your shoulder don't hurt. Drop that ass to the floor like your knees still work.
Boomers got the vax. Boomers got the vax.
It is what it is, sucker.
Hello, it is March the 29th, 2021. It's 8:32 in the p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time here on the north shores of Lake Ontario in Toronto, Canada. Welcome to the Fakeologist Show. I'll be your host, Aborato. I do this show Sunday to Thursday. I go over my blog, fakeologist.com, and I go over my video channel called fakotube.com. And I also thank those that bring the show to you, my donors at fakeologist.com/donate. And you can donate via just about any method. My preferred method is Monero. And if you do send me Monero by going to fakeologist.com/donate, you got to send me an email saying you donated so I can go look for it, because I don't actually monitor my wallet. It's just hidden away. But my role is to go over the media, and the media is vast, it's wide, and I go combing over it with a critical eye and try and bring you my favorite stories from a fakeologist point of view. What is a fakeologist? A fakeologist is somebody who realizes that almost all the media brought to you is manufactured in a way to influence you into a way of thinking. And now, of course, we're in the largest manufacturing process of the media we've ever witnessed. And they are selling like no other product in the history of the world, this Quaxine, this experimental biological injection, and they are literally bringing it right to your door. I just heard that in Toronto anyway, they are literally bringing it to your, at least, apartment building, and they'll set up a shop. Even the blood donor vampires didn't come right into your building. You had to go to them, but it's getting to a point where it seems like they're going to knock your door down just to inject you. That's how desperate they are to sell this to you, and it's stunning. And your ability to resist is just being worn down in some of the most insidious ways ever devised by psychological torturers. And I still think, like Jeff Berwick, your job is to spend the next few years avoiding the Quaxine. Whatever's in it, it can't be good for you. It can do anything from nothing to harm you. I go with harm you. So I'm going to avoid it. And if that means I have to bury my, dig a hole underneath my house and live there for a few years, I'm going to do it. And I know a lot of people as well are in a similar situation. So that's our goal, is to avoid the Quaxine. It's not going to be easy. And you're going to have to give up some of your God-given rights to mobility, to maybe even freedom of expression. But I think you guys should do your best to weather the storm. And this is not a medical advice show. I'm not giving medical information, but by all my research and all my fakeology research over the 9 years that I've been doing it, and that led naturally into Quaxination questioning, because you question everything in the media and everything in the official narrative. Whatever they tell you, if you do the opposite, you'll probably live longer. If you can resist it, good luck. Now, I was also thinking today, this show is usually about half an hour, and if I get a caller, and I do accept caller-inners, I go an hour. But normally, it's just half an hour, so I tend to rush through. And the other thing, when you've listened to the radio all your life and media, like I have, you are told and you do observe that you don't leave any pregnant pauses, silences. And the main reason, of course, in radio that you do that is there's nothing to see if the radio goes quiet. So the idea that you can pause even for a second in between thoughts is unheard of in radio. But then on the other hand, I realize that you voluntarily are downloading this or watching it live with a video feed. So I don't actually have to rush and fill every empty piece of air with talk. So if I take a pause, take a drink for a couple seconds, and your podcast goes quiet because I don't have any background music, just be aware that I'm going to try and consciously take a breath in between thoughts. That way I can absorb and position and group my thoughts into something intelligible, and you can also pause and try and remember or digest what I just said. But that is something I've noticed, that most podcasters, they will not pause whatsoever. And it's just a lot of noise and a lot of information in a lot of cases. And there's no time to breathe. But that is a holdover from the old days when, if there's a pause on the radio, you thought you lost reception. And then there was always the danger that you'd change the channel. And when you change a channel on a radio or a TV and find some, especially if you find something else interesting, you'll never go back. And that is well known in the radio business. But of course, we're not in that business. We're in the podcast, broadcast, video cast business. So you can just look down and see that your player is still rolling or counting, and you don't have to worry. Now, we are broadcasting in so many places, and I actually have to put this up because Tim Osmond hasn't confirmed that I am broadcasting live on darkmatter.media. He says I am. And if you are from the Dark Matter broadcast system and you do hear me, I'd be happy if you could let me know, because even with downloads of the podcast, I don't know if you actually listen to it, because podcast players download automatically, and most of the time, at least on my phone, I don't listen to most of the podcasts I download. So download count does not count. The only way to know that someone is listening is you have to let me know either in the Discord at fake11.com/Discord or send me an email at ima@fakeologist.com or donate at fakeologist.com/donate either through Patreon, Subscribestar, Monero, Bitcoin, whatever. Or even by mail. You can send me something in the mail. And you should give me a heads up to that as well, because I don't go by that box that often. And the guy was supposed to call me whenever something came in. Hasn't done it yet. So actually, I'll probably have to call him tomorrow and do a sweep and see if there's anything there. For the most part, I don't get anything, but that is available to you. We are streaming live on FakoTube, YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, DLive, and Twitter. And if you want to get a heads up, send me an email and I'll register you at fakeologist.com, and I do send out an email blast. Those emails do not go through to Comcast. Comcast is blocking my server. If you have a Comcast registration at fakeologist.com, you better give me another email address, because you're not going to get the email blast. And that's, even though email is super decentralized, there are still what they call, there are intermediaries in email, especially when you are using a large server like Comcast or a large internet service provider. And they use reputation corporations that will check the reputation, quote unquote, of whatever is sending the emails. And if they don't like your reputation, they just block it, which is crazy, because I think we're all grown up enough where you can put your own filters on your own email program and sort it out pretty easily. I use Thunderbird, which is free, and you can train Thunderbird to sort your mail. You don't need any server to sort it for you before you get to sort it. So get away from these big centralized platforms, including your ISP's email. You should not use them. Okie dokie. Actually, I think we do have some dark matter people, because now, according to my statistics, we got about 13 people on the YouTube slash, I can't read it because it's all blocked out or grayed out. We got about 13 people on my YouTube channel, one on Periscope and one on Twitch, and none on DLive or none on Facebook. I think we do have the Tim Osman Radio Network here, and I'll just click through some of the chats here. Why not? Let's see what we got here. We've got more and more evidence against it too, especially when there's nothing to vax against, from Lloyd Miller. Tim Osman's in the house. And Lloyd Miller likes compact info. And it seems like you're tracking, Tommy Jones says, it seems like you're tracking everyone on your platforms for some reason. I thought that when I only knew about the Fakeologist website also. Okay, I don't know what that means. I'm not tracking anybody, actually, but I'm just seeing where everyone is hanging out. What else we got? We got Linda Curtis. The vax makes people feel safe, just like gun control. Okay. IPS. Lloyd Miller says IPS is packed with info. Some just blab on and on. Well, I'm kind of blabbing on and on right now. And deleting comments doesn't help. When the chat shows up on the screen, yeah, I don't really, I'm not deleting any comments. I don't even know how. Lloyd Miller says, I'm working on the Dark Matter radio network. Good. And Tim Osman says he's got a new show on Dark Matter starting this weekend. Yeah, you're really doing a great job, Timmy, assembling quite a crowd, which is grid. And Tim Osman says someone should call in. That's fine. And that's about it. Okay, so I'll put up on the graphics, I'll put up the phone numbers if you want to call in, 810-666-1984 in the U.S. and 902-400-1984. in Canada, which is where I am, which is one of the most locked down, really smashed down countries in the world right now. I would say we're just probably a little less than the United Kingdom. And I believe we're still on lockdown. I don't really know because I don't do a lot of shopping and I don't really care to know. I don't really like to keep up with the blow by blow of whatever the government says, because it's just aggravating and it doesn't really mean anything. It defies logic if you are looking at this from a health perspective, which of course has nothing to do with health, has everything to do with rebuilding the economy into a centralized communist form, which is successful in China, at least up until now. It's probably successful in China because everyone is busy making everything for the entire world. Most countries are not making anything anymore. They've given it all over to the Chinese. So they're all pretty damn busy, I'm guessing, even if you don't believe there's a billion people over there. So they're probably very, very busy. Okay, let us go to Fakeologist. Oh, yeah, you can tip me on, if you go to fakeologist.com/live, you can send a tip under the video portion of this. You can see donate and have your messages read live. So I'm going to leave that up. I haven't really used this too much, but Dirty Benny's the only one that got through, and I didn't see a message. You can tip as little as a dollar through Streamlab if you want to do that. Now, the opening song was Boomers Got the Vax, and I found this post on Vox Populi, who's apparently a long, long time blogger, really long, and he's right wing. I don't know what his name is. He goes by Vox Populi, but Uncle Odd recommended him, and I do like his writing. He does go along with a lot of the things I think about with libertarianism, and he found this video on Saturday Night Live, which was blocked in Canada. I had to go to Facebook and play it, and then I brought it over to FakeoTube so anyone can play it. And actually, most of the Saturday Night Live stuff is horrible. I don't watch Saturday Night Live. I didn't even watch it back in its heyday when maybe it might have been good with, say, Chevy Chase. But this Boomers Got the Vax, that was a really great video. And one of the things I've said many times that this PSYOP is all about, it is to definitely lock the baby boomers out of the hospitals so they don't kill the system, because of, I guess, the impression that boomers are narcissistic and they want to be taken care of right away to the most expensive way possible, and they were going to just kill the healthcare system just with their numbers. So basically, in the last year, we've seen the hospitals pretty much lock the door. So that's a great way of containing expenses, just shut her down. And the next step over the 10 years that this is going to carry on, I believe, is to figure out a way to shake the boomers down, who over the last 40 years or so have accumulated great wealth. And because the government has shut everything down except the government services, so all the government services are going full blast. And this includes, visually, you can see it in action by the transit system in major cities. The transit system, I think, is still running at full blast. So basically, all the buses are driving around empty. It's the most bizarre thing. So that's been going on for years. So those people didn't lose their jobs. Government didn't stop spending. Now, of course, all their customers are pretty much disappeared, including businesses that pay tax. The buses are running around empty, so they're incurring huge losses because there's absolutely no revenue from a few of the governmental services run. So the point is they're going into super big debt. Canada's debt is now over $1 trillion, maybe $2 trillion if you count all the provinces. So someone is going to have to pay that back because that money is owed to to someone somewhere in the world, whether it be the mega corporations owned by the top 0.01%. Either way, there will be a day of reckoning. And I am guessing it's just a way to shake down the wealth that is going to be held in the majority by the boomers. So the boomers are not only going to not get their health care, but they're going to be shaken down for all their money, which means if you're someone like me that is expecting any kind of wealth transfer from the boomers to your generation, you're probably not going to get it either. And you're going to lose your house. And that is my long-term prediction. And how we're going to get there is just continued selling of a phony story that there's a deadly virus out there, which, of course, there is no evidence for. We all can see with our own eyes people aren't dying and falling dead around us other than from the normal things that kill us, like accidents, like heart attack, like stroke, like cancer, like diabetes. I believe those are the top four. And those situations are being more aggravated because for all the boomers or people in general that are not going to the hospital because they're pretty much closed to everything except emergencies, the other half of the people are staying at home, afraid, cowering in place, and overlooking any small clues to impending health crises, and by staying away from the hospital. So it's working both ways, and it's working brilliantly. And guys, this is going to happen for the next 10 years. That's my projection. And it's only going to work with your compliance. It's only going to work with your compliance, which, of course, there is evidence of your compliance. The number one symbol is the mask. The mask is telling everyone that you are COVIDian. You're going along with it, whether you believe it or not. It doesn't matter. There's no way to tell if you believe it or not because the mask doesn't really tell the whole story. But it does say you are joining the cult for better or for worse, and you still believe it, and you're not willing to fight for the opposite point of view. So how long you want to go along with that is up to the majority. Now, what do I want to play next? Yes, that is a picture of somebody in a bikini. And I got this story off Chris Skye's Instagram, and Chris Skye is the Canadian freedom fighter who has emerged, and I find him very inspiring. I don't think he's controlled opposition. I do understand that he has ties to his family has ties to some of the elite in Canada, which explains how he can keep going without apparently working a 9-to-5 type job, and perhaps is why he is not really harassed in the way that some of the regular people that maybe are not connected. Like, there's no reason in my mind why he hasn't been railroaded into jail and he's managed to stay out. Not that any of it would be legitimate, but he has managed to stay away from the phony BS lawfare charges that go against lesser people. Anyway, he posted this inspiring video of someone else who exercised a couple of rights that are enshrined in law by some travelers who left Canada when the latest lockdown started, and they went to a mental health vacation, and they took their entire family, which I thought was a really good idea. I didn't do it, but I wish I could have. And so here is the family, and this is a teenager, basically, I think, doing all the talking, coming back, landing in Canada this week, and this is what
she went through. The purpose of this video is to encourage choice for people. Just because they tell you not to travel, and they tell you to wear a mask, and they tell you to get the test, and they tell you to go into a quarantine facility, doesn't mean you have to do it. I went through 3 different airports with no...
Now, by the way, our prime minister does not allow us Canadians to fly to warm climates. So that's all the Caribbean and Mexico, which is where most Canadians go between Christmas and the end of winter, which in Canada, the end of winter is pretty much May 1st. So our prime minister has used his influence to tell the airlines to cancel all the flights. There's no law, but he just told them to cancel all the flights. So there's probably an unwritten agreement where he is going to bail out the airlines for losing all this money, because no business can just shut down and expect to survive even for a couple weeks. So you can bet your bottom dollar that the Canadian taxpayer, which is where the money is supposedly coming from, will pay all these airlines to carry out their dirty deeds. And that, of course, is what's happening. So this person is showing here flew through Charlotte, North Carolina. And that's why she's there. So if you Canadians want to go south, you got to go through the U.S. So that's why she's there.
And not one single person told me to put a mask on. This is my experience of traveling back into Canada to hopefully give people the knowledge to start living their life again.
No, we don't have a hotel reservation. Yes, because we are going to go home to a home that is empty, and we're going to quarantine for 14 days.
That is not the way it works.
We're refusing it.
We're refusing it.
Well, okay, you can discuss it with public health outside the exit.
Okay. We're going to give you the ticket for all the adults. You can take it to the court and give you.
Okay,
we will do that. Thank you.
We're also refusing the test.
Oh, you're going to?
Yeah, we're refusing the test as well.
What's the reason for that?
Under Section 14.1 of the Quarantine Act, you are not allowed to put anything foreign in our body. So we're going to do both. And we've already done a test in the Dominican.
And we did a test and we're going straight home.
You're also going to get additional time for not being
Guess what? We're in our car. It's like 10:30 or something, and
I'm pissed off.
We're pissed off, yeah. We got our tickets, but we're not in any freaking hotel right now.
So there you go. Just Say No. This is a campaign launch by Chris Sky, and let's just go to his Instagram page. I've gone there before. Look, it pops right up in my memory, because this guy is doing more for Canada than just about anybody. If you click on his story, of course, I think he updated that. Oh, a day ago. He's a little late. Video has no sound. Okay, fine. So the Just Say No campaign is what he has started. Not all his posts have sound.
Hey, hello. It's the 25th of March, 2021, and I want to show you guys something. I got a mask, just one of those blue masks, pliers, alcohol, magnifying glass, and a little plate. Hard thing to do. There they are. And they're moving.
Not sure what's happening here.
See them over there? It's not me. With water with alcohol in it. And I first want to zoom in is what I picked off this little mask here. And let's see if you can focus in there, because it's kind of like...
Well, he's just showing all the crap that's in a mask.
I'm holding still. And first I put it in water. And they were moving a little bit. Then I put them some alcohol, and I don't like that.
Oh, he's saying there's something moving in the mask. Great. Wonderful. God knows what we're breathing in if we wear these masks. It's just, it's gross. It's gross. But anyway.
Hey, everybody. I'm going to address something real quick because Mr. Bodie's son, a.k.a. Ryan LaBar, a.k.a. Failed Ex Model, is now teaming up with my ex to expose me as a psyop. And my ex is going around telling everybody that she left me and then I cut her off. No. My ex had borderline personality disorder. I tried to get her treatment. The treatment failed. So I told her I didn't think she would be a fit mother. As soon as I told her that, it was during COVID, she started going absolutely crazy. Lying, manipulating, sabotaging, and eventually had an affair with an old married guy to try to get money because she thought I was going to leave her. Instead, she got nothing from him, and I found out, so I dumped her stupid ass. Now she's trying to tell everybody that she left me. No, she got caught having an affair. She has borderline personality disorder. She's a compulsive liar, so she got left. Then she decided to go to Miami, start drinking. Now she's going around telling everybody that I verbally, mentally, and sexually abused her and used her as a sex slave. Okay, let's see. We met.
Wow. We're getting a little bit of, what do you call it? Dirty laundry aired here. I hope you got, maybe I'll pause it because this is not a dirty laundry show. But there, I was wondering where his wife left too, because she was parading around with him last year. Anyway, let me finish the rest of the video from the family that decided to leave Canada. And here's their explanation. For the Dominican Republic. Dominican Republic, the DR. So they actually have a video, YouTube channel. And they had three children. And here's their explanation.
Me and all my friends were all misunderstood. I say we stand for nothing, and there's no way we ever could.
No.
Now we see everything that's going wrong.
Psychologist.
The world and those who lead it.
Ab, what's cracking?
Hey, what's cracking? Who's this?
It's Jim. James S. is what you have me there on the website as far as a contributor. You can call me Jungle Jim here.
Hey, Jungle Jim. Where are you calling from?
Scottsdale, Arizona, like Walker there.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if Walker's in Scottsdale, but I'm in Scottsdale. If I'm not coming through clear,
no, you're good.
Just let me know.
No, you're good.
No.
Yeah, thanks
first
for
time,
calling.
First time, long time, man. First
oh,
time, long time.
Beautiful.
Jonathan Isbitt. Yeah, Jonathan Isbitt, the, what has he got, the squatty potty?
You listen to that interview, Jonathan Isbitt?
I'll be honest with you. I was looking for Flat Earth, something like that on my iPhone, that kind of search.
Yeah.
On the podcast, and believe it or not, you had come up not long after you spoke to, who was it? Who's the gentleman that you spoke with that you got for the first time?
Well, I got Mark Sargent from Flat Earth Clues.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep. And not long after him, you spoke with Isbitt.
Right.
And believe it or not, that's the show that got me hooked.
I love it.
I believe. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
this is not just a conspiracy show. We talk about health conspiracies.
Hey,
and
I already knew about the squatty potty, and that squatty potty is where it's at, man. Like you said, ringers, nothing but ringers, and
ringers, yeah, right? I don't really use the squatty potty. It actually collects dust. I've gone right to the full squat. Because
for me,
it's either go big or go home. And the full squat, it took a month for my calf muscles to develop so I wasn't in pain.
Yeah.
And I do the full squat.
That's what Isbitt said. Isbitt recommended. He ended up saying the squatty potty people ripped him off, you know, and that he was all for the squat. But I get it.
The squatty potty is a halfway. It's literally it's not even a halfway. It's a quarter way. And I think it's a better market because most people just don't want to do the work to do anything. And if you can just put your feet up a few inches off the floor and you think you're doing a good job, I think it probably makes it a little bit of difference. But I think
it's a life changer, man. It's a life changer, to be honest with you. If you can take that to the next step, to the full squat, then that's what it's all about, you know.
Have you done that, or are you just squatty pottying it up?
Yeah, of course. No, of course. Now, we got the Squatty Potty. I know what's right. You know, I went through the New Age thing years and years ago, mm-hmm. and Squatty Potty was part of that. And, okay. And to be honest with you, that's part of the thing that led me to fakeologist as far as the New Age lifestyle. Yeah. And the media fakery, they tied together at a certain point there.
Oh, yeah, there's tons of crossover all over the place.
I want to thank you, Ab. I want to thank you for what you do. And what I want to say here,
thank you.
And I don't know how much time I'll have. I've got my little man. I'm pushing a stroller right now.
Oh, beautiful.
You know, we've got family back home. But I wanted to take the time to call you to thank you. Like I said, since 2015.
Oh, I love it.
It's when I found you. And like I said, I'm James S. on the, you know, the site there. I think my PayPal probably ran out of funds maybe like 6 months ago. But
okay.
Up until that point, I was with you. You kept me on the list there, it looks like. But what
probably.
I want to do is thank you for curating the content that you curate, right?
Thank you.
To put things together. And I want to let you know that I think that your impact is a bit greater than you might think, or what you might elaborate as far as who you're reaching and the amount of people that you're reaching. I'm somebody in the middle of nowhere that had been on this journey and the search for truth, starting with Art Bell back in the 90s with mom and dad, the AM radio next to the bedside. And from that to, to aliens, to New Age, all the way to fakeologists, hoaxbusters, and all that business. And
beautiful.
I just wanted to thank you because it really helped to round out.
Thank you
my
very
search,
much.
Not necessarily for truth, but just for something. What I'll say is I'll just thank you for that.
So nice of you. So kind of you. You're still on the $1.19 a month list, according to my. Imperfect records.
Yeah.
So even if you
I don't play a lot of PayPal. I spend a lot of cash, so typically it's cash, but if there's any money on PayPal, then I'd love to have you go
oh,
to yourself.
Oh, that's so kind of you. Yeah, you're a sustainer when you're a monthly donor. I don't really add everything up too closely because obviously I have a regular job and this is a part-time job, and because work has tailed off, I committed to 4 or 5 days a week of just half an hour. I figured just to read a few posts, just to keep it alive and real for people.
Yeah, Fakeologist 55, man. Fakeologist 55
yeah.
did it for a while. In a Hagar, but yeah. It's coming. The news is coming so strong.
Oh yeah.
That they've got to do it every day right now, and
right.
I think there's a listenership for
I
you.
I think so.
I'm all the way here in Scottsdale, Arizona, and. I'm not unusual. You know, we have people right here in Scottsdale that think the same way I do and kind of see through some of the, the charades and the BS. And the fakeologist is a welcome platform. I'm happy that Apple was able to bring you to me. I hit the website and FakeTube every other day or so.
Beautiful.
I even check you out on Twitter. I know you've been talking about Twitter and all
yeah.
the different platforms that you've been on. And I'm one of those 400...
crazy. I'm on Twitter more than I have been in the past, too. John LeBon on his sister podcast on the Dark Matter Radio Network was talking about how Twitter is addictive because, you see a like. And he always tags me on all his posts. And mm-hmm. there are a lot of people that are using Twitter for what, of course, it was intended for, a micro-blogging platform where you just don't feel like putting more than a sentence out at the most.
Yeah.
And I have
it's
to
for
admit...
the news. It's
yeah.
For the news, yeah.
I have to admit, I'm on there every day now. It's crazy. I think Donald Trump brought me back to Twitter because, obviously, he
almost got me. I was hooked because of fantasy football. I had this terrible thing with fantasy football for the longest time, you know? And so Twitter, that's where all the news breaks,
okay.
rumors, those types of things.
Okay.
So when you're playing fantasy football,
you
and
need
you've got, you got skin in the game, you need to have every edge as possible. And so I'd be watching fantasy football for news, injuries, that type of stuff, trade. And so Twitter is amazing. If you want to know it first, you're going to go to Twitter, and then you're gonna sort through the BS and decide what's good for you and what's not good for you.
Yeah.
And I found a lot of, a lot of advantages when it came to my fantasy football lifestyle back in the day.
Well, just a Twitter tip then. One of the things I have been doing, and I'm doing it also for YouTube, is you can bring in, and I don't know if you can see my screen here.
I'm walking right now.
No, you can't, but the listenership can. What you can do with Feedly, if you pay Feedly.com money, you can bring Twitter profiles into a RSS feed. And what that does is it allows you to make sure you see every single tweet for the people you follow. Because one of the huge challenges is most people just go through their feed, and if their person they're following shows up, they'll look at it, and if they remember to, they'll drill down on their person's profile. I never do. So that's why I've done this. So I bring all my feeds, or some of my favorite feeds, into Feedly, and then I can make sure I never miss a feed. Or a tweet, basically.
The technology talk, I dig it, man. I tell you what, I know that that's kind of where you get your kicks.
Yeah,
I'm not that way, but I'm able to learn from yourself when you share those things with the listenership. That don't bother me at all, man. Yeah, I appreciate when you drop those little bits of knowledge.
Well, I appreciate that you appreciate it, because I get that idea from No Agenda as well. Because I pay for that podcast because I love that he does the same thing. He is mixing, discussing the news. He's not a fakeologist, but that's okay because he drops a lot of pretty good technical talk that I pick up on. I try and put on my blog, for instance. I'm trying to get my blog to push the podcast in real time out to the podcast readers and players. And he's the one that's developing that technology. And I tried to do it today. It didn't work.
Where you first dropped your name, man. That's where I first got your name. You dropped it on that No Agenda show.
Really?
So you're able to.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that's where they let you on, and that's the first time I think you said your name was Tim or something
like that.
Yeah,
that's right.
You went ahead and dropped your actual name.
Yeah, that's true.
On the No Agenda show. But those people are good people, right? They're halfway there.
Yeah.
And it's all good.
I think they're a bit of a gatekeeper because you cannot discuss this stuff ad nauseum for your entire adult life and not get all the way to the end. You have to know, and there's so many people now that are exposing NASA and how I'm just listening to the beautiful human vibration who I picked up again on Twitter. She's been on the audio chat and she's done a beautiful presentation how Disney invented the whole concept of getting to the moon and how Disney invented the whole perception of outer space. It's all Disney created.
Sure Von Braun and Disney were buddies. I think I've heard that once or twice.
And Von Braun might have even been just another actor. There's no proof that he was in Germany and he came over on Project...
He could have been an actor,
too. And Walt Disney himself could have been an actor in that sense. Who knows if he really was the brains behind the theme park? It's just...
I know you don't get into the this person is that person type of thing. I know it's not your deal, but the new age thing, the this person is that person, the blood over 10, all these sexy things that they push our way on the new age, on the, the media fakery side, even before that term was actually a term, those have been kind of my trips and my pitfalls along the way. And
it's
that
okay.
might be something I might throw at yourself to kind of look at and discuss over time. I'm with you, man. I want to shout you out for the way you approach Flat Earth. God, this thing blew up. You decided to take a step back. Hey, baller, skeptic, I'm not going to pick a side one way or the other, but we're going to go ahead and explore this deal. I think that was a cool deal. EGI, unreal. I got to give him a shout out. That guy really, changed the game. With as far as as deep as he looked in,
Mr. E,
the gender inversion. No, unreal, all unreal.
Oh, unreal, all unreal. Yeah, com.
Unreal.
Yeah, shout out.
I gotta shout him out as well right now, because that guy, I'll check him out once every 2 to 3 weeks or so, and he's got a new post up there, and I think he might need somebody to kind of translate. Obviously, English isn't his first language, but I've been looking to reaching out to him. He speaks really well. He writes well, but he could use somebody to translate, like a proofreader, so to speak, on his website. I don't want to knock on him, but I want to do is just thank you for his work and bringing him to us. And, Walker, Hoax Busters was great. The relationship between yourself and them, Osmond, all these people is a good deal. And I'm not sure that you know the impact that you're having all the way over here on the West Coast of the United States and beyond, man. All the way
well,
down
keep me posted on Scottsdale, because if I have to leave this country, I'm also an American citizen, and that's how I got into this in the first place, actually, with the IRS. So you keep me updated. If that's a place to live that I should look at, I know that lots of Canadians from Western Canada go to Phoenix area.
Yeah, we do. We do electric bikes. My in-laws do electric bikes, and we see a lot of Canada coming to town. Not lately, not for the last year.
No, we're not
so
allowed.
But yeah, absolutely.
We're imprisoned. We're imprisoned up here. We're not allowed. We're technically not allowed.
Scottsdale is called the most livable city. That's what our motto is: the most
beautiful,
livable city here in Scottsdale. And well, it is gorgeous if you can afford the cost of living. There's no.
Hey,
know,
I live in
no
Toronto. Benefit. Highest cost of living in Canada, so.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. But the thing about where you are is Mr. Gates bought at least 25,000 acres, and he wants to build a smart city down the road, maybe from where you are. So it's you're definitely on the New World Order's agenda down there.
Yeah. Scottsdale was a smart city. We had the camera cars before anybody else.
Oh, right.
We're very much a smart city. If something's going to try something out, they're going to try it here. What I've been told is that these tech companies come to Arizona, Scottsdale, places like that, because of the weather. I don't know if this is true or not, but we don't have a hard freeze here.
Right,
and
sure.
So they come here to run their servers and all their electronic business because we don't have earthquakes and hard freezes and all that business. I don't know if that's the actual case or not, but that's what I've been told. And I was with the tech company right up until last April when COVID, you know, took the axe to most of us. But we have Google, Amazon, Yelp. There's like a third person Facebook out here. We've got all the tech people. GoDaddy is here, and it's all right here in Scottsdale.
Well, the weather's good. I know you can fry an egg on the sidewalk in the summer. That's the flip side of the weather down there. It's pretty hot in the summer, but I guess with air
conditioning. Dry heat, baby. It's a dry heat. We had 80 degrees today.
Yeah, we had zero. We had 32 here, so it was cool today. Cool. Well, this has been a great call. What's your take, since you've been with us for so long, what's your take on COVIDs?
Yeah, so COVID, I mean, on a couple different levels, as far as like a medicine, what it's done to myself and my family and the greater community, it's certainly been a showstopper. I didn't expect this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't expect this in any sort of way. I'm not surprised in a number of ways, but COVID took a shot at me and my family, my ability to bring home the bacon. I've had to rely back on my ability in the trades. I'm an electrician.
Great.
Trade, but that is not what I was doing. I was selling online with kind of a household tech name sales.
All right, good.
Average sales. And
so now
so
you're
not,
putting up lights and wiring houses again.
Now working out the toolbox again. Yep, no sweat. And
as an electrician, how many times have you been electrocuted?
Many times.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, many times. What I've learned is you work smarter. You know, you turn off the circuits, even if it's a 15, 20 amp circuit, you learn to just turn the circuit off and work on it dead instead of, you know, letting your balls hang out and work live, you know. So that's kind of been...
One guy told me, because I had a new breaker panel put in, one guy told me he knew someone that did that without calling the utility to turn the power off going into the house. He was able to do it.
Yeah, we can do that here in Arizona. We can do that in Scottsdale too, but you got to, you have to understand how to disconnect the meter and then put the meter back on.
No. He did it without doing that. That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Yeah, he went live. I thought, geez, that's insane.
Yeah, no, you got to be careful there. I always pull the meter. Absolutely.
Yeah, no, he did it without pulling the meter because here you have to call the utility to do that and they charge you and you gotta. It takes a whole day to do a panel.
Yeah, we'll call utility city, and we'll do them all in a single day. You know.
Yeah,
we'll,
that's how we'll, you that's do it here. Yeah. Yeah, they did it here too. Anyway, I got a new panel. Just Just a little electrical talk there, because all my breakers were, they were all mixed, different kinds, and they were loose, and it was a mess. I had some arcing going on. It was just a bad scene.
Yeah, $3,000 later, you got a new...
I actually got it for $1,200 Canadian, which is just about free in the U.S.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, no, it was a good deal. My electrician's awake, so I don't know if he gave me a discount for an awake discount, but I have an awake electrician, which is fantastic.
Awake? Does that mean he's woke or something like that?
No, he's just aware of something's going on, something's wrong. He doesn't mind my explanation, so I call that awake. Yeah. Someone who's just, he knows there's a problem. He's not really into all the minutiae, but he knows that what I say could easily be the right story, so that to me is an open-minded individual.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'd say we were awake too. Grandpa is awake. Dad was awake, and he taught me how to be awake on the job too. So we're all electricians here in this family.
Good trade. You're always electricity is always going to be needed and necessary. So it's
electricity is charged more than any other trade, actually.
Really, more than plumbers.
More than plumbers, yeah. As far as the hourly wage, sounds like electrician charge the most.
Oh, nice.
You really got to know everything. You got to know how to plumb. You got to know how to drywall. You got to know how to paint. I mean, I come in and do electrical, I could tear it all out. I got to put it back in,
Yeah, well, you're way smarter than I am. That's for sure. When it comes to that, I'm tradeless, but I know how to drive and keep it between the lines, but that's not really any great shakes. But no, I appreciate you calling in. But yeah, just give me, what do you think is the long-term... What do you think is happening, though? Do you agree with anything I'm talking about with the long-term plan for America and the disintegration and integration?
For me, what I would say is, what did Art Bell used to call it? He called it a coming global superstorm, or the quickening, I think, is what hit him. And then, so that's what it's been for me, to be honest with you. I have an interesting background. Not a lot of money growing up, but mom and dad, we're very involved with the church and very much, willing to kind of show me a different side of things. For myself, a lot of what's taken place over the last couple of years has been surprising, but not shocking. That's kind of how I might frame it up. I've been aware since, at least 2015 and beforehand that the media fakery is something to keep an eye out for. When I was able to kind of put together the idea of media fakery along with, some of my instincts, intuition, and everything that I maybe had noticed, in the present moment and in years past as far as what I'm showing on the TV versus what I'm experiencing in a day-to-day life. I'm not surprised what's happening here right now in retrospect. People are moving to cities. I think that's where, there's this idea of like aggregation where they're trying to, mm-hmm. or we are pushing ourselves, all into a similar location, and that makes us easy to kind of control.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm at. But in a big way, I've been looking into homesteading and kind of self-sufficiency, find your own water, electricity. These are ideas that really appeal to me.
Mm-hmm.
So
they'll be illegal, by the way.
And even buying land, it's a funny deal, but I feel like more or less I'm on the same page with all of yourself and some of the skeptics. I do try to look closely. JLB has been great for myself. Dave J, I'm grateful that you kind of brought Dave J to so many of us here. I think maybe I'd seen him on YouTube once or twice before finding you.
He got a little aggressive at the end. I had to cut him loose because he was kind of aggressive towards me.
Man, I'm surprised that you come loose. I didn't know that. I mean, how Romo goes off like a madman. But
he doesn't attack people. He doesn't get vicious. Yeah,
sure.
Rolo's a harmless drunk.
Yeah. But Dave's great, man. And that's really what's been my big takeaway from Fakeologists is just the different people that you've been able to
bring
be found by.
Yeah.
On. The Wire, and gosh, it's been great to kind of see this grow over time. And yeah, it's been, like I said, a first time, long time.
Well, beautiful. So great that you called. So great that you called. Yeah, I come and I go. So I tail off with my own interest, and then obviously
you're going strong right now, man.
Yeah, I have
you're
no
on
choice.
A good one right now.
No choice. you got to counter the propaganda. Like, I think even playing this clip here,
I'd say never let anybody stick anything into you ever.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We got to counter the propaganda. So even if I just play that clip about quaxines and maybe just repeat some of the important points about what's happening, that the vaccine passport's going to turn into the digital ID 2020, is going to turn into the just life passport where you're going to have to be tracked and traced and permitted to do anything and everything. That's all coming. And if I don't,
well, I'll give you a note here.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll make a comment here. I got an email. I got two children. I did private school growing up. To be honest with you, I'm Jesuit educated, you know, and I got a whole list of things I can share with you.
Oh, beautiful.
For the salt and everything. But just on this note, I got an email from the public school here in Scottsdale the other day that they're looking for volunteers, children, to participate in a vaccination, a COVID vaccination, you know, study or something for the city here. If they get enough people, then they're gonna possibly look at vaccinating for school entry. And this just came yesterday.
Wonderful.
The Scottsdale Unified School.
Why don't you just tell them you'll buy the school a guinea pig at the pet store and inject them first, and let's see how that works out.
Uh-huh.
Unbelievable.
Well, that's pretty much what they were saying is that they're looking for a certain number of guinea pig students, basically, to take part in this, so then they can lean on all of us.
It's shameless. like nobody even has an itch of questioning this insanity. We wouldn't even, people don't even, activists don't even want rabbits to be tested with makeup to see if it is harmful. So how the hell did we get to injecting into the bloodstream injectables, biological injectables, into human beings, including and especially children? How upside down has the world become in a generation? It's sick.
We'll be homeschooling. I think what will end up be happening is for a lot of myself and like-minded people, we'll most likely be homeschooling. Or maybe we'll start a new school, we'll make some money and start a new private school for people that don't...
I really think that parents of children that you have, whatever age they are, they sound young, should just find groups of like-minded people that are within half-hour driving distance. I just talked to a friend of mine who just, his wife just popped out number 5, and he said, his wife is a qualified teacher, and he had built a classroom and everything in the basement, but his wife said she just could not teach her own children. They just wouldn't listen, and they're headstrong, and there's a lot of emotion with your own children. So they actually sent them back to class, and of course they're masked up, and he's not happy about it, but he's less happy about them being homeschooled. The point is,
not a free initiative, I guess.
Well, but the point is, maybe a middle ground would be, if you can find groups of children, maybe up to 20 in your neighborhood, and then form your own little private thing, if maybe one parent is more qualified than the other, and just rent some space or go into someone's basement. And even if it is difficult to teach your own children, period. It's hard to get them to listen because there's a lot of emotional things and manipulations from both sides, parent and child. So there's got to be a happy medium, and I think it's going to emerge in the next few years because they do not want to open schools. That's obvious.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great point. To be honest, and nobody that I know will ever listen to this, so I can kind of let you know what I have going on. I've had a background in education and instruction for elementary age kids my whole life. I did an after school sports program.
Oh, nice.
.org. For years here in Scottsdale, and And what I'm doing now this season, it's baseball season here, so I'm coaching Little League. I have a background in baseball, and now coaching Little League. I've got seven-year-olds. It's called Farm League. It's
Coach
pitch, right? And so they're very and the Little League that we participate in is in a nicer part of town. There's a nicer part of Scottsdale, of course. A lot of Scottsdale is nice, but we're in kind of a ritzy part as far as where we play the league.
Okay.
Not where we live. Went ahead and volunteered to coach. And they were very, very strict when we signed up back in February. Everybody will wear a mask. It's up to the coaches to show, parents and children to wear a mask. Everybody's got to have it on all the darn time. But we've gone ahead and just not done that for the most part at practices and games and kind of pushed the envelope. Where we have very, very many like-minded parents here in Scottsdale. And you'd be surprised. A lot of the people, with more means, and higher income, they're not necessarily interested in masking up. They do what the hell they want. And Arizona is a very independent state. What we've succeeded in doing here in the McCormick Ranch Little League in Scottsdale is, and like I said, nobody will listen to this, I hope, but it's not wearing masks as much. And so that's been great. To be honest with you, it seems like everybody wears masks sometimes, but when we're in a smaller group, 9-10 people, we're very much like-minded, and Governor Ducey just the other day, 2 days ago, rescinded some mask mandate or something like that. So it does feel like a little bit of a turn. A lot of us don't wear our masks here where I'm at, and that, that's kind of a do-as-you-will type of a deal. But we've noticed that, and that's kind of my experience and what we've done to kind of live our lives the way we choose to. Uh-huh. It doesn't seem like it's as hardcore as it is there in Toronto.
Oh, it's not
necessarily.
Yeah.
Right here for yourself or, Quantum of Consciousness back in Pennsylvania, all these other channels and people that really have to struggle, which is, going to buy bananas, with a fucking mask on,
Well, I almost think that we just have to be up front if we want to gather in certain groups and just say, listen, I'm starting a no mask baseball team. We're not pussyfooting around. We're not going to just try and read each other and play off each other because there's tons of peer pressure. That's how humans work. Just be up front, said, no. This is going to be a baseball league of non-believers. If you want to interact with us, because we don't think a virus is contagious and or deadly and or the origin of illness. I really think it's going to be get to that point, because even though mask mandates are rescinded by many southern governors, that hasn't stopped the corporations from enforcing corporate policy, which is against human rights. It's against really in general there's no law, so it's discrimination. So I just think that for other outside of the corporate world, so just for instance what you're doing, you just have to I think that people have to advertise, this is a no mask, this is a non-COVIDian baseball league, we're not joining the COVID cult. And that's it. There's no pussyfooting around. And if that means you only get half a team, well, at least you can not walk around with looking over your shoulder, wondering if someone is going to attack you. But it's going to be an uphill battle because you are fighting unbelievable propaganda, the most propaganda in the history of the world.
Yeah, no, I do feel grateful to be here in Arizona. It does really. And I had some time spent in Southern California, San Diego.
Okay.
Growing up, and we go back there to visit friends and family all the darn time. And it's definitely a much different vibe there than it is here. You just travel to California and you stop for a bathroom break on the way there, and the bathrooms are closed down. You go to every gosh darn, gas station, and it just smells like urine and feces because, nobody has an opportunity to go to the bathroom on the way there, and that's the case,
Are you talking about on the interstate rest stops?
I-10, I-85.
Really?
Absolutely. And it's brutal. And California's been like that since last, since last March.
It seems like that's just because they don't want to maintain the rest stops. Let's be honest. This has nothing to do with. I think it's a cost-cutting measure, to be honest. I think. It sounds like it. They're using it. They use COVID for every excuse to do whatever they want that has nothing to do with the virus. So if they didn't want to maintain the rest stops, they just shut the door, like I said. Same with the hospitals. They don't want to pay for...
Nobody wanted to clean the toilets anyway. Here's an excuse for me to not clean the toilets, right? Yeah.
Well, or just maintain them. So just shut the door now and just deal with all the yellow bottles on the side of the highway, and then just the people throwing bags of crap out the window. It's just disgusting.
Yeah, well, they stink. They stink worse than they used to before the bathrooms were.
Yeah, and sure. I'm watching Jason Goodman, who I posted on my blog as well, doing a tour of. Well, he went right to California, and it's looking pretty grim. Now, will it turn around? But the tent cities, I don't know. But it's just not looking good. But. All right. Well, we've gone for just over an hour, and I did say I wanted to do about an hour's worth of audio every night.
Yeah.
So
that's great.
I really
appreciate you.
I really appreciate you calling in. This is exactly what I wanted. One person or so to call in, let me know that they listen, because I just have no idea how far I reach, and you have expressed that, and I'm super grateful. And you're a supporter, you're a longtime listener, and you're giving me encouragement to do another show even tomorrow.
This is Jungle Jim. This is Jungle Jim. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
Oh, beautiful. In one shot. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to grab it. And I have to grab Resmut Jeff. He did one in the last 20 hours. I've had 20 hours of audio chat. So, Resmut Jeff, if you can give me a timestamp and the show number, because I just can't keep up all the time.
He's throwing down. That's great, man.
Yeah, the audio chats. If there's so many people on the audio chats, and they're even doing audio chats when I'm on the air right now. Not tonight, but last night. So I'm now 15 hours behind listening to my own audio chats that I'm not on.
Sure. Yeah, well, what I'll tell you is just, again, a big thank you. And I'll let you know, this was very much shooting from the hip and kind of off the cuff.
I'm beautiful.
Pushing a stroller in one hand and talking on the phone in the other.
Oh, you did great.
But yeah, I got more, to share from, from my perspective going up from where I've come from. In the future, I hope to share my observations and ideas.
Beautiful.
Regarding media fakery and
I love
the
it.
Different, personalities that seem to show up on this channel.
Oh, that'd be great. And you're a long time listener, so you have tons of perspective.
I got a bit of perspective, man.
Jungle Jim, amazing call. We'll call in anytime. We're here Saturday to Thursday. We don't usually schedule guests. I sometimes try and invite people, but they don't always show up for whatever reason. But yeah, we're open lines, so that's fantastic.
Ab, it's been a pleasure.
Beautiful. And the pleasure's been mine. And thank you so much for calling. All right. God bless. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, there goes Jungle Jim from Scottsdale, Arizona. I'm going to close out with Anonjuice Vanderplanets. And he's asking the question, would you drink a vaccine? Or as I call it, a quaxine. Would you drink one?
Well, the way I usually wake people up about that is I say, you've got about 68 inert things in it and five main compounds that go along with the so-called disease. It's either grown, most often it's grown on eggs. So they let the eggs rot and they contaminate them with this, with diseased tissue of that animal. And then, of course, the bacteria and everything is supposed to grow in the solution, and they put a tiny amount of that, a fraction amount of that, into the vaccine. But what else is in there? They say inert material. What is that inert material? If it's 63 chemicals, what is it? They can't be helpful. No chemical is helpful in the body. And then the main ingredients are liquid mercury, liquid aluminum, formaldehyde, ether, and detergent. Now, if I put that into a blender with some rotten eggs and some animal, diseased animal tissue and offered it to you to drink, would you drink it?
Mm-hmm.
When I tell people that, they step back and say, oh, gosh, no, I wouldn't drink that.